Buster Bear Goes Fishing. Buster Bear yawned as he lay on his comfortable bed of leaves and watched the first early morning sunbeams creeping through the green forest to chase out the black shadows. "I'm going fishing," said he in his deep, grumbly-rumbly voice to no one in particular. "Yes, sir, I'm going fishing. I want some fat trout for my breakfast." He shuffled along over to the Laughing Brook and straight to a little pool of which he knew. Now, it just happened that, early as he was, someone was before Buster Bear. When he came in sight of the little pool, whom should he see but another fisherman there who had already caught a fine, fat trout? Who was it? Why, Little Joe Otter, to be sure. He was just climbing up the bank with the fat trout in his mouth. Buster Bear's own mouth watered as he saw it. Little Joe sat down on the bank and prepared to enjoy his breakfast. He hadn't seen Buster Bear, and he didn't know that he or anyone else was anywhere near. Buster Bear tiptoed up very softly until he was right behind Little Joe Otter.
"Woof! Woof!"
said he in his deepest, most grumbly-rumbly voice. Little Joe Otter gave a frightened squeal and, without even turning to see who was speaking, dropped his fish and dived headfirst into the Laughing Brook. Buster Bear sprang forward and, with one of his big paws, caught the fat trout just as it was slipping back into the water.
"Here's your trout, Mr. Otter," said he,
as Little Joe put his head out of water to see who had frightened him so.
"Come and get it."
But Little Joe wouldn't. The fact is, he was afraid to. He snarled at Buster Bear and called him a thief and everything bad he could think of. Buster didn't seem to mind. He chuckled as if he thought it all a great joke and repeated his invitation to Little Joe to come and get his fish. But Little Joe just turned his back and went off down the Laughing Brook in a great rage.
"It's too bad to waste such a fine fish," said Buster thoughtfully. "I wonder what I'd better do with it."
And while he was wondering, he ate it all up. Then he started down the Laughing Brook to try to catch some for himself. Little Joe Otter was in a terrible rage. "I was sitting on the bank of the Laughing Brook beside one of the little pools," he told Billy Mink, "and was just going to eat a fat trout I had caught, when who should come along but that great big bully, Buster Bear. He took that fat trout away from me and ate it just as if it belonged to him. I hate him. If I live long enough, I'm going to get even with him." Of course, that wasn't nice talk, and anything but a nice spirit. But Little Joe Otter's temper is sometimes pretty short, especially when he is hungry, and this time he had had no breakfast, you know. Buster Bear hadn't actually taken the fish away from Little Joe, but looking at the matter as Little Joe did, it amounted to the same thing. You see, Buster knew perfectly well when he invited Little Joe to come back and get it that Little Joe wouldn't dare do anything of the kind.
"Where is he now?" asked Billy Mink.
"He's somewhere up the Laughing Brook."
"Let's go see what he is doing," said Billy Mink.
At first, Little Joe didn't want to, but at last his curiosity got the better of his fear, and he agreed. So the two little brown-coated scamps turned down the Laughing Brook, taking the greatest care to keep out of sight themselves. They had gone only a little way when Billy Mink whispered,
"Shh, there he is."
"What's he doing?"
asked Little Joe Otter, as Buster Bear sat for the longest time without moving. Just then, one of Buster's big paws went into the water as quick as a flash and scooped out a trout that had ventured too near.
"He's fishing!" exclaimed Billy Mink.
"They are our fish," said Little Joe fiercely. "He has no business catching our fish."
"I don't see how we are going to stop him,"
said Billy Mink.
I do,
cried Little Joe, into whose head an idea had just popped.
Just you watch me get even with Buster Bear.
Little Joe slipped swiftly into the water and swam straight to the little pool that Buster would try next. He frightened the fish so that they fled in every direction. Then he stirred up the mud until the water was so dirty that Buster couldn't have seen a fish right under his nose. He did the same thing in the next pool and the next. Buster Bear's fishing was spoiled for that day.